Hello, everyone. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio. Enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. I'm a spiritual healer, teacher, and author of 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul. My global vision is to connect people to people to create oneness, and through support and universal guidance, educate people about the power within to heal oneself and others. Simply, I am here to love myself and love all. You can learn more about me by visiting www.spiritualityinsideandout.com as well as www.infiniteloveradio.com. I invite you to email me for any questions, comments, suggestions to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Thank you for being present with us. Today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Thank you for your participation and for giving me this opportunity to serve you. I love you and I appreciate you. On today's show, as always, I will be sharing with you a prayer, followed by our very special, inspiring, and creative guest. Our guest is Sharon Ball, who is the owner of Feng Shui Dynamics and founder of the School of Feng Shui Dynamics. She's the author of Feng Shui, a quick reference guide. For over 10 years, she has helped individuals attract more success in all areas of their lives as a much-in-demand consultant, teacher, writer, author, speaker, and lifestyle coach. Ooh, she does it all. She empowers individuals to find inspiration in their surroundings and success within themselves. Isn't this all we want? We all want to be successful in our lives, right? Inside and out. And she's here on this show a little later on after this prayer to share her knowledge, her wisdom, and her creativity with us. And for now, I invite you all to bring your awareness here with me, my guest, yourself, and all that there is. For we are uniting on the air, creating oneness, allowing the love within us, the true love, the divine love from our soul, from our presence to reveal itself right here, right now. How? As we open up our hearts with our willingness, with our desire, as we open up to give love, we open up to receive love. In this moment of gratitude and appreciation, as I extend my appreciation to the divine presence of God and all that there is, to the universe, to the allness, to the oneness, source, creator, light. For everything that we have in our lives, I am grateful. For being present with you, I am grateful. So in this moment of gratitude and appreciation, I invite you to give yourself a big hug and wrap your arms around yourself and acknowledge yourself as the true illumination of light, as the true presence of beauty, of the true presence of love. Wrap your arms around yourself and give a big hug and acknowledge who you truly are. You're beautiful inside and out. You're good inside and out. You're wise inside and out. You're gentle inside and out. And you are powerful inside and out. And in this show, we shall support this awakening to take place. As you stay attuned all the way through, enjoying every minute as we are all one. I invite you to take a deep cleansing breath in. And exhale with an ah. Allowing yourself to be present with us. Yes, yes, yes. And another deep cleansing breath in. Yes, and exhale again with an ah, allowing yourself to be relaxed with each breath in and out. And another deep cleansing breath in. And exhaling with an feeling good, feeling alive, and saying yes to life, yes to yourself, and yes to all that there is, and yes to this show. And again, thank you for being present. You are here in the moment with us. Bless you, and I love you. And now again, I would like to reintroduce our guest, if you have just joined in. We're going to be speaking with Sharon Ball, who's the owner of Feng Shui Dynamics and founder of the School of Feng Shui Dynamics. She's the author of Feng Shui, a quick reference guide. Please go ahead and visit her beautiful website, www.fengshuidynamics.com. By the way, Feng Shui is spelled F-E-N-G-S-H-U-I. Yes, I was also fooled. And you can contact her by dialing 818-404-5678, and her email address is sharonball@earthlink.net. And here we are welcoming Sharon. Sharon, hello, welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, good day, good morning, good evening.
Good all day.
Good all day, every day. Thank you for being on our show and sharing all of your insights and experience. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, Sharon. So, Sharon, for most of us, the average person may not really know what Feng Shui means or stands for. Would you please enlighten us?
Well, feng shui, the word feng shui in the Chinese culture, this feng shui came from China. And so feng shui actually means wind and water. And those are the two essential elements that we need in life to live. We need the wind, we need the breath to be able to breathe, and we also need our water in order to live. And so feng shui is working with the natural laws of nature, of wind and water, and also bringing them into our environment. And I tell people that I'm in the feel-good business. So I help people feel good in the environments that they create for themselves. And when you feel good, what happens, Michelle? You
Everything wonderful happens.
You get, good things start happening. So we look at this as energy. You know, you hear a lot of information about chi and energy. So I can also say that I'm an energy manipulator, because we're moving energy within a space to help to support people's energy within that environment. So it's really a study on how people are being affected by their environments that they occupy.
Beautiful. Sharon, before we move on any further, I have a question. Does one need to believe in feng shui in order for it to work in their life, in their home environment, office environment, anywhere?
No, you don't have to believe in it. Because just to give you an example, yesterday morning I was giving a presentation for a group of people who are executives or and salespeople and entrepreneurs. My presentation was about how to set up their office space so that it empowers them so that they have more success in their business career. And as I was giving my presentation and talking about the proper placement and where's your commanding position and why it's not good to have a window behind you and just giving a lot of different examples, all of these people were, you could just see the light bulbs going off in their heads, and they were getting it. They were, because some of them had some bad feng shui going on with their office space. And as I was explaining this to them and what the outcome is in their business and in their life, they were going, oh, my God, that is what's happening to me. And so basically you don't have to believe in it. It's just, it's what is.
What is. And so you work in people's offices. You support them to transform their environments, homes, and what else? Homes, offices.
Yes, and I work with real estate investors. I design large condo complexes. I design large space, square footage homes, work with all kinds of people in this and work, and also retail stores. Just, you know, there's environments all over the place. So
oh,
I work
beautiful.
With all kinds.
Retail stores also. Just to share with our beautiful listeners that a few weeks ago I actually took Sharon's workshop. I totally enjoyed it. I gained so much from it. I was really inspired by everything that she said. And that's how I was inspired to invite her on the show so that she can share with you and what I had gained from you. You know, I learned so much valuable information, and not just information, all tangible, useful information that I can use in my life, and I really, really appreciate everything that you taught us. The workshop was about, what was it, love, was it?
It was a love attraction workshop.
Exactly. Oh, yes.
It was
yes.
The love attraction workshop was the one you had attended, and it was teaching everyone there, number one, how to empower themselves in their personal home environment, because that's our home base. And to attract the appropriate love in your life, you need to be feeling good about yourself and who you are and know who you are so that and know what you want. So number one, it's about teaching you how to utilize your home environment and make positive shifts and changes that will empower you so that you feel good and psychologically you're in balance. And then I use a lot of symbolism within your space because you have certain areas of your home that represent certain aspects of your life. We call it the 9 aspirations. And those are also overlaid onto your home. So everyone has like a love area of their home. They have a wealth area. They have a family area, career area, helpful people area. So there's a total of 9 areas. And it's pretty much it encompasses all areas of your life. So when we look at the love and marriage area of your home and of your bedroom, we can use symbolism there that helps to give you that energy in that particular area of your home so it activates that area. And also by utilizing that symbolism, what happens is that when you look at it, you have a positive thought. And a positive thought is a high vibration. And I'm sure we've all heard about the law of attraction. And that
sure.
When you what you put out is what you're going to get back. So we're attracting things to us all the time. And when we have something that symbolizes what we want to attract in our life, in our outer environment, and you bring it into alignment, what you want on the inner environment with your thoughts, then you vibrate high and you feel good because that symbolism is a reminder of what it is that you want. And then when we're vibrating at a feel good, this is what I want, and it just sparks us, then it propels us to be able to track that better in our life.
Right. So empowering, all this information, and how valuable it is for us to create a home environment where when we step in, we feel good. You know, it's so important not to resist our homes or our offices, and to really realize that we are one with our environment. And
yes,
feel
yes.
Good, and when we feel good, what happens?
When we get good.
Exactly. Give and receive, huh? Happily and joyfully.
Yeah. And you know what happens, Michelle, is that people become desensitized to their personal environments because you walk into that space all the time, every day, into your home, into your office, and you have a tendency to overlook if things are out of balance, like a pile of paper here, a pile of stuff there, pictures crooked on the wall here, or just something that's out of balance that you become desensitized to, and then you're not aware of it. And so my position is to go into people's spaces and help them to become aware of their environment and what could be out of balance that then is a mere reflection of what's going on in their life. So it's
right.
Fascinating work because your outer environment is a mere reflection of what's going on inside of you, your inner environment.
Yes, I was calling you an angel, going into people's homes and helping them become aware and transform their environment for their highest good. You know, I'm listeners and Sharon, you know, I'm a very sensitive person to energy. And there are times when I step into people's homes and I just immediately feel heavy, or nausea in my stomach or pain somewhere in my body, which tells me that the energy in this place is not working. Now, in your opinion, as to your experience, is it only the placement of the furniture and all of that, or is it their thoughts also in that environment that create the heaviness?
It's both, Michelle. Like let's give you an example of placement. Like maybe the furniture might be arranged to where there's the blockage. So when you walk in, you're not feeling welcomed. You're not feeling open and expansive when you walk into the room or into the home. There might be a wall right there when you walk in, or the arrangement of the furniture might be off. So you don't feel welcomed. Or it might be cluttered. And all this, everything's energy. So every item in your environment is projecting an energy into that environment. So if there's too much stuff, then you feel like you're being attacked by all of this energy that's coming off of the stuff. So that's number one. You know, you feel like, oh my gosh, there's no room for me.
That's my energy,
Yeah, exactly. There's no room for me because there's so much stuff that's in the space. And then it affects you. And if you're very sensitive to that, then you pick up on that. But then again, like I said, people become so sensitive or desensitized to their environment. And the longer you're in a particular, like, home, you have a tendency to accumulate more stuff. So we have to be in a constant practice of letting go so something new can come in. And it doesn't always have to be something physical. It could be a promotion with a job, or it could be a new friend that comes into your life. So we have to constantly recycle, because that's the nature, law of nature, is everything's changing and shifting and cycling through. So that's
right.
One answer. Then another answer.
The law of circulation, right, Sharon?
Say that again?
The law of circulation.
Yes.
Circulate, right?
Cycles. Call it cycles. Like we have our seasons, we have our cycles.
Right.
So we need to practice that too. But the other point about your sensitivity is that, let's say for instance, someone, you entered into an environment of maybe a couple or even a work environment, two colleagues, and they had just had an argument and one person left. You walk into the environment and you felt something that was uneasy. Well, it's because their negative energy of maybe arguing was still left over in the environment. So it's very important to do space clearings in spaces. I call it like these invisible energy bubbles are floating around in your space when there's negative energy. And I call them like dark, heavy clouds. They're floating around.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be caused from arguing. It could be caused from emotions of grief or sadness that have been, I guess, dumped in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also have good stuff. When people are happy and joyful in their environment, then that energy is left there also.
And we're all being affected, but some of us realize and some just don't get it. You know, we don't really understand or feel how we're being affected, but we are being affected. This is what I believe. I have friends that are sensitive, they are attuned to energies, and then I have other friends that are like, I don't know what you're talking about, I'm not feeling what you're feeling. You know, but is it possible that even though they're not feeling it, but on an unconscious level, they are experiencing the heaviness and the negative energies, the heavy energies there? That
they have to experience it. And the only reason why they're not aware of it is because they're in their head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not connecting with their heart. They're not connecting with their feeling aspect. You know, so we have our mind, body, spirit. And our mind, you know, is that mental capacity that's only operating from one level. So they're only aware from that particular level. Now, when you operate from your feeling aspect, then that's another level of awareness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Beautifully said, beautifully said. Just reintroducing you, Sharon, reintroducing our guests for anyone that may have just shown up in the present moment with us, we're speaking to Sharon Ball, who's the owner of Feng Shui Dynamics and the founder of the School of Feng Shui Dynamics. She's also the author of Feng Shui, A Quick Reference Guide. She's a consultant, teacher, writer, author, speaker, and lifestyle coach. Her website is www.fengshuidynamics.com. Now, you do consultations, Sharon. You do coaching, all in that one session? Or how does it work?
Yes, and then also coaching outside of the consultation, you know, through the phone. Because what I find is that when I do a consultation, I go into people's homes or businesses, and we create a to-do list for them, the changes that need to be made within their space that's going to then propel them to move forward in life with positive outcomes. And sometimes people can get in their own way of their success, and some people need additional help like coaching and support to keep moving through these changes, because people naturally are resistant to change. Even though we know that this change is going to be a positive outcome, people have a tendency to stay in their comfort zone, what they're comfortable with, because they're afraid to make that change. It's a human nature, but once you take that step and make it and you start seeing the shift, then you're like, okay, I'm ready to keep going. So everybody's different. Not everybody's like that. You know, I have some clients that I'll be consulting with them on a, let's say, Thursday or Friday, and then I'm talking to them next Tuesday and Wednesday, and they've gotten, you know, 3/4 of their things done because they're just so ready for a change. They take that action and start making it happen.
Right. So the learning here, the lesson is for us to let's get out of our comfort zone to create a new, something new taking place, shifting the energy, releasing and allowing the new, whatever that is, as you say, right? Money, relationships, friends, clothes, insights, revelations, whatever that is. I just want to share with the listeners, Sharon, that you gave me such a beautiful insight on the waterfall that I have in my living room. You said, turn it on and say, I am turning on the flow of abundance into my life. You know, and it's just, you know, every time I say that, I remember you, thank you so much, and it just lifts my energy. My vibration goes up, and I immediately feel connected to the oneness with certainty. You know,
well,
with certainty.
So, and intention. Intention, because that was your intention. Every time you look at it or you turn it on, you're invoking it with your intention. And so the beauty of the work that I do is I create environments intentionally and consciously. So when people make these changes, place a water fountain here, a plant here, or artwork here, or your desk in this particular position, or the arrangement of furniture, here, it's all about an intention. You're doing it with an intention to enhance a certain area of your life. And that's what makes it so wonderful. You're just not haphazardly placing things on the walls because, oh, well, I don't have any place else to hang this picture, so I'll just put it there. You know, you want an image that aligns up with that area of your life according to the Bagua map that's overlaid on your home or your office so that it enhances that area of your life, and when you look at it, it's like a positive thought, a positive intention. Oh, yes, I put that there to enhance my reputation and recognition in the world, and that's, again, that high vibration.
Right.
So it's really fun.
The power of intention using your will, and I love what you said. It's fun. Sharon, just going back because, you know, we're speaking to people, the average people, what kind of map did you just mention on the wall?
Oh, what kind of, did you say, I said a Bagua. It's an energy map that's overlaid on the structure of your home, of your business, or of your office. It's a tool that's used to help to locate your wealth area of your home, your fame area, your love area, you have a children and creativity area, helpful people, benefactors area. You have your knowledge, self-cultivation, spirituality area, family area, health area. That's pretty much about it. I think I mentioned all nine.
Wow.
And
cover
so
all.
Basically, what I found, let's say, for instance, that the house is, you map out the house, and if a house is missing what I call the love and marriage area of the house, what happens is people living in that home will get a divorce and move out. Then the next people who move in, if they're married, they'll end up getting a divorce, or if they're single, they'll stay single to have a hard time manifesting a love and marriage area because that area of the house is missing. It's outside of the house. It's not inside of the container. If it was inside of the container, then it can get nourished. So let me expand on that for just a minute so you understand
because
this.
Because people may be getting confused or panicking. Am I going to get a divorce? Here, I don't know what she's talking about.
Here's how this works is that, okay, let me explain it to you like our body, okay? We feed our body through our mouth. This is, we feed it food, then the food breaks down, and then the nutrients need to meander and reach all parts of our body. If it didn't reach, let's say, your right arm, well, eventually it will fall off because it's not getting nourished. So that we look at the homes and businesses and buildings the same way. And the way that that home, let's just talk about the home, is getting nourished is through the front door. So it's very, very important to make sure that energy and the pathway to your home is very nice and wonderful and welcoming because that then is attracting good energy into your home through the front door. And then the energy needs to move all the way around the home and all areas of the house to get nourished. And like I said, if one area is missing by the odd shape of the house, it's better to live in a house that's a perfect square or rectangle because when the Bagua map is overlaid and you break it down into 9 separate sections, then that means that they're all equal. But a lot of houses either have an odd shape or an extension, and it takes a consultant to be able to map this house out to locate an area to see if it is actually missing or it might be an extension. Extensions are good
right.
because that means you have a little extra help in that area of your life. So when it's not a part of the container, the house is like a container of energy, and then whatever's happening with the energies in that house, you then are placing yourself inside of that container, and you start taking on those energies. So if there's an area that's missing that's not inside the container, it's not getting nourished.
Right, right.
Does that make better sense?
Yeah, it makes better sense. Well, you know, to be honest, I think it makes better sense for me because I have taken your workshop. And so I really encourage those who are kind of lost right now or the inquisitive, awakened ones right now, please visit her website, www.fengshuidynamics.com, and they can also email you for any questions, right?
Well, yeah, and then also what I would suggest is that I send out a monthly newsletter, so they can go to the website and click on newsletter and sign up for my monthly newsletter. I send out wonderful articles, free feng shui tips, and also announcements for my workshops, and then I'm also going to be doing teleclasses. So it makes it a lot easier for people to be able to just be in the comfort of their home or office and take a teleclass and learn how to the principles of feng shui, environmental psychology, color psychology, and just how to set up their space so that they have more success in life.
Sure, beautiful. Do you already know when your teleclass is, which evening or day?
Not yet. But
it will
be
in your newsletter.
That's right. If you sign up for the newsletter, you will not miss the opportunity.
Beautiful. So go ahead right now or right after. Write down the website, www.fengshui.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Get all the goodies and get information. And so we're speaking to Sharon Balls, who is the owner of Feng Shui Dynamics and the founder of the School of Feng Shui Dynamics, the author of Feng Shui, Quick Reference Guide. Now this guide, is it on your website? Is it available?
Yes, it is.
Okay, fantastic. So they can
it's under products.
Under products. Click there under products and the guide will come up. And what's in the guide? I mean, I know it's a guide. But
well, it's a very simple read and it's room by room and it gives you bullet point information as to positive things that you can do room by room in your home. That's pretty general information. know, it's not as intensive as having a personal consultation, but it's just, it gives you some really wonderful pointers that you can apply right away.
Beautiful. So it's an introduction to us beginners, right?
That's right. And I've heard a lot of people have, you know, given me positive feedback on that, because there's a lot of feng shui books out there these days. And some of them are, you know, and so you, what I have found is people going, oh my gosh, there's so much information, it's so hard to read, I get confused. And then when they pick up my book and read, it's like, God, it was so easy, and I felt so great because I was able to start taking some of the information and applying it immediately.
Right. So that's wonderful. Thank you for creating that for us. So Sharon, what's you know, one thing that gets in the way of people being able to create balance in their personal environments and lives?
Get in the way of creating what?
Of creating balance in their personal and environments and in their lives. Is it like resistance on a subconscious level? Or is it really just the outside, how they have formed things in their lives, how they have placed things in their lives? In your experience?
Well, I think it's all, you know, it's all goes hand in hand. Like I keep repeating, is that your outer environment is a mere reflection of what's going on in your inner environment. So I believe that people get out of balance because, number one, they don't slow down to be aware. We're so fast paced these days, and you know, I'm guilty of that too. But once I notice that I feel like I'm out of balance, like slow down, be aware of your body, be aware of what you're creating, and just to know that you are a powerful creator, and that if you don't like what it is that's going on in your life and you feel out of balance, well, you know, you created that. You can always recreate what it is that you want in your life and to get back into balance, and that takes time to slow down and to be aware and conscious of what it is that's going on around you.
Right. And it's so amazing what you just said, that it all comes back to me to being present with ourselves. In order to be present with the outside world, with everything else that's going on in our lives, starts within us all the time. Where am I? Who am I? What am I doing? Who am I being in this moment? What thought am I having, right? How is my vibration? And what is it that I want to create? And from there, we can step into our house and an office with your guidance and with your guide and move forward with clarity. So
exactly, yes. Very well put, Michelle. Yay, that was beautiful.
I recently, with the support of a friend, transformed my daughter's room from chaos to very peaceful. Of course, I asked my daughter, what colors do you want? What kind of bedspread? We went together. And I step into this room and I'm like, I can breathe. You know, I feel so much. And I think she feels better also. How important it is, our environment, the colors that we choose, you know, where we place things, how easy accessible they are, right? Do you also do organizing? Do you help people organize also?
Oh, yes, and let me just kind of repeat back what you said, that you said her room was chaos, and then once you started making the positive changes and probably getting it organized, then you could breathe. So that is the same thing as what people create in their environments, that if it's cluttered, if there's too much stuff, I call that the C word, and that can be also considered as cholesterol in your environment. And we all know too much cholesterol is not good for our health. So if you have too much clutter within your space, it's not good for your health, because you start taking on those energies of your environment. And then you can't breathe.
Right.
You can't think clearly. So everything's energy. Every item that's in your environment is an energy vibration that's inside of your environment. When you walk into that space that there's too much stuff, then you start taking on this chaotic feeling yourself, and you can't think straight, you can't focus, you don't have clarity, because that's exactly what's going on in your outer environment. And, by the way, you created it. I'm not saying you, but, you know,
yes,
people in general, they created it, so then they need to recreate so they can feel good. Give you a quick example. Say, you, for instance, you sit down at your desk and you had a busy day and there's papers all over your desk and it's like, wow, that's the, had a busy day working on all these different projects. Well, I highly suggest that you need to clean it up at the end of the day so that the next day when you enter into your office space and you sit down at your desk, it's clear, so that you will have a clear mind to start your day and your set your goals on what you want to accomplish for that day. But if you sit down at the desk and it's all cluttered and left over from the day before, your mind would be cluttered and you wouldn't be able to focus.
So, so true. So true, because I'm one of those that just recently cleared all of my papers around my computer, and I just decided, I said, I am finished with this. I'm going to file everything. I'm going to put the file right next to me, accessible. And as I was doing it, it was just like, oh, my God, like I have more energy, more clarity, freedom. You know, it was like freedom. Like I was like, I felt it in my throat. I felt it in my stomach. And as I was clearing, opening up the envelopes, filing them, getting organized, I felt freedom. So I really, really am attuned to what you're saying right now. It makes such a big difference, but we're like so comfortable where we are.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like it goes back to what you asked earlier. Do people have to believe in feng shui for it to work? And it's like, well, no, you just start noticing how you're affected by it once you start making some changes.
Right, right. And the question before, you do personal organizing also? I mean, I know that you do. Like, do you help people?
Well, I personally do not go into people's homes, and I'm not a professional organizer. I tell them what it is that they need to do, and if they need to have things really organized in files and, you know, to help them to decide what to let go, what to keep, then I highly suggest that a professional organizer is the person for that. And they also, they don't only come in and, you know, clean up your garages and arrange that and help you to let go of stuff, but they also, good ones, will help you with your computer and database and different things like that, just to kind of get your whole system. They're really good at setting up systems for you so that you stay organized.
Wow, support is everywhere. I mean, everywhere. Whatever we want to do, the support is there. You know, the business is there. We're so fortunate as in this culture. My God. I mean, every time I speak to a guest, Sharon, listeners, I just awaken to how much we have to be grateful for. We can willingly, with an open heart, to be grateful for. There is so much information. There's so much support. There's so much for us that there's no excuse. We have you. We have all kinds of coaches, guides, healers, all kinds. So I want to ask you something else. Let's say someone is living in a one-room apartment, and they have their office, they have their home, they have their whole life. This is where they work day in and day out.
And where they sleep too, huh?
Yes. Bravo. Yes.
Yes. So we're trying to create one room as a multi-purpose room for your rest, rejuvenation, and romance, and then a place to dine and nurture yourself, and an area to sit and relax and maybe just read or chill out and watch TV, and then an area to work from. So you're speaking of that they also want to have a work environment in this room also?
Yes. How about that? Is that possible?
Oh, yes, I've done this. Everything's possible. There's always a solution to everything. So what you do is when you overlay the Bagua map on the home, the one room, there are the areas that represent the, like I said, the love and marriage, fame and reputation. So you want to find out where those areas are in that particular room. And then, say, for instance, if they've got an office space they're trying to work at, it would be best to place the office area in what's called the wealth area. And then maybe the bedroom would be, the bed setup would be in the love and marriage area. But if that's not possible, you know, that's okay. There's always solutions to everything. But the important thing in this particular situation is that in the arrangement of the furniture, you want to be able to create barriers of division of the energies. So, for instance, let's say this area, this corner over here is going to be used for the bedroom. Then you'd want to either put up a room divider, or maybe you can hang some curtains from the ceiling with some hooks to be able to create a division so that you don't see the bed when you're sitting in the living room or when you're sitting at your desk working. You want to create here's what we're trying to accomplish. When you're sitting at your desk working, that needs to be yang energy. That's moving energy. That's up, being energetic to work and be productive. Whereas the bedroom is more yin energy, where you need to rest and rejuvenate and slow down. So if you're sitting at your desk and you're looking at the bed and you're going, oh, should I work or should I rest? Should I work or should I rest? You need to be able to not have that in your vision so that you can stay focused. And also the way that you can arrange your living room furniture, you can create like a half wall, you know, with the sofa, and then divide the room up that way too.
Right.
So you're creating your little sections in the one room.
Yeah, so for any listener out there that was feeling helpless and hopeless, now you have hope, you have information, you know that this is all possible, and probably Sharon's A Quick Reference Guide, Feng Shui can. I had to practice saying that several times before the show so I wouldn't mess up.
You're doing just fine.
Because I've heard so many variations of Feng Shui, you know, it's like, which one is it? I got it from you, I asked you. And also,
how about just saying Fun Shui?
Fun Shui. No, I also looked it up in your website. You had the spelling. F-U-N-G, that's how you can pronounce it. That helped me. Anyway,
yeah.
So for anyone that's feeling helpless, let yourself shift from the consciousness of helplessness to hopefulness and possibilities of creation. As we're talking to Sharon Ball, let me introduce you, Sharon, to anyone that may have just joined in. If you have just joined in, don't worry. There's still time to catch on as Sharon is sharing valuable information with us. Sharon Ball is the owner of Feng Shui Dynamics and founder of the School of Feng Shui Dynamics. She's the author of Feng Shui, A Quick Reference Guide. Her website is www.fengshuidynamics.com. She's a consultant, teacher, writer, author, speaker, and lifestyle coach. All in one. All in Sharon.
Oh, and there's more.
Don't tell me you're a singer and dancer.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, of course I am. Got to keep that joy of movement
Bravo.
In your life, right?
Well said. Absolutely. Feeling good, feeling alive, and making a difference, huh?
That's right.
I was reading your purpose in your website. My life mission is empowering individuals to achieve positive transformation so that they can manifest the quality of life they desire. How do you feel about your life mission? How does it, when you do it, when you think about it, when... You know, you're in action. How do you feel?
When I'm in action?
Yeah, when you're
in
action.
Of doing my purpose?
Yeah.
Well, what I really like is to read my testimonials. Because when I read my testimonials, it's like, it makes me feel so good because I am making a difference in someone else's life. And I really love helping people to be aware of how they're creating their life. And when they, you know, now this is not coming from an ego, but when they do what I tell them to do, they will have positive transformation, which then equates to a positive outcome and a desired attraction in their life. And it's helping them to work with their space and also to figure out what it is that they want so that we can create that in their environment. And what happens for people is either more cash flow starts coming into their life. I've had a client that was working at a job, and she's like, well, you know, I'm pretty much on a set salary. I'm not sure how I'm going to be able to manifest more cash flow unless I get a raise, and I'm due for a raise for another 3 or 6 months. And so she was thinking this way. I said, no, let's just, hey, anything's possible. So we enhanced her career area, and I believe we had a water fountain there to symbolize more flow and more attracting more money into her life, and of course doing other things. And within 2 months, maybe even a month, she was emailing me and calling me. She goes, you're not going to believe this, but now at my job, they've given me an opportunity to where I can make commission also on top of my salary job. And so she thought there was no possibility of creating more cash flow in her life with her existing position at her work. So these are some of the things that happen.
I do believe it. And what I really appreciate about what you're saying, what you're talking about, and you is that you continuously reaffirm anything is possible. Anything. And if we live and, you know, be in the present moment, be right where we are with the attitude of anything is possible, we are creating that anything is possible. Just with that intention, with that presence, with that belief, concept, whatever we want to talk about, right, Sharon?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. We are creating anything is possible, and the possibility of anything just opens up. And I really appreciate you reaffirming this over and over as we're talking about different things and different aspects of your work. And your testimonials are on your website, Sharon, for people to
hear? Yes. Yes, there's a link that's called testimonials. So they're really fun read. I like reading them because it's just all, you know, it's positive stuff. And it's nice. I've also helped people become pregnant that were having a hard time. Yes, that was having a hard time getting pregnant. So there was a blockage in their environment that was in the children and creativity area that was not allowing that area to be in flow. And just like I said, your home is a container. So whatever energy is happening in that container and you go inside of that container, over time you start taking on that energy. And then once it's unblocked, you can call it like acupuncture for architecture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you go, an acupuncturist, when they put the needles in you, they open up the flow, the channel of the meridians start opening up so that your body starts working better and you start feeling better. Well, it's the same thing as your home. There might be some blockages that need to be opened up, and once they're opened up, then things start flowing in your life.
That's
and
amazing.
I've helped people, it's fun. I've helped people attract love of their life and get married. New jobs, attract more clients, better health. Yep, that's all a part of it,
wow.
Too.
Health, money, relationships, even having a child getting pregnant. I never heard of that one. I'm like in awe.
I've helped people in all areas of their life. Whatever they're having a challenge in, it shows up in their environment.
Wow, that's amazing insight for all of us, that anything is possible through our will, our desire to shift energy, to be willing to listen to Sharon Ball,
wow.
To all of her insights and guidance, and take action and release the clutter, move the energy out, give it out to someone who needs it, who's needy or less fortunate, and allowing the new to come in. I'm just feeling so grateful right now as I'm speaking my own words. I feel so grateful of all the possibilities, you know, and when we get stuck in the past or fearful of the future, we're not present to all possibilities as you're bringing awareness right here, right now. Sharon, if you had one suggestion that our listeners can do right now that would be a quick and easy change, transformation, what would it be?
Well, one of the things that would be the easiest for people to start moving energy in their life and in their environment and setting up a space that's going to support them is to go around and look at everything that you have in your environment, every object, every picture, everything, and you want to love it. You want to really feel it, look at it, love it, and if you don't, then it's time to get rid of it. If it invokes a bad memory of the past, of an event that you're not fond of, then it's time to let that go out of your environment because you're holding on to that experience in your environment. And so you want to be able to, and also if you look at something that's like, well, that's who I used to be. I don't like that anymore. That's like, you know, 5 years ago. I bought that a long time ago, but I don't like it anymore. Well, then it's time to let it go. Because you want to be able to look at everything in your environment and connect with it with a positive feeling.
Wow.
So that's a very powerful one that I think everybody could start applying, you know, as soon as possible to start really looking at and see if it's reflecting the things that they have in their environment. Is it really reflecting who it is that they are right now and what they're wanting to move towards in their life? But if it's only reflecting past, then it's time to create new, to move forward in the future.
Whew, that was beautiful. I'm trying to absorb. I'm not trying. I'm really getting it. And as you were speaking, my consciousness just moved around my home. And I really noticed, like, oh, I love. Ooh, not connecting to, you know. And it just shifted from kitchen here and there, and it's just really, really interesting. My energy was connected, disconnected, good, bad, and just such a, not good, bad, but up and down, just feeling good and not, you know, in such a short time as you were speaking. Love it. Be one with it. If it's time to release it, let it go, right? I love it.
Yes.
And see where you want to go. And like, for example, what do you mean when you say, this is not exactly what you said, but this is what I picked up. Like, where do you want to move forward? Where do you want to see yourself? You put something where you want to see yourself?
It's like when I work with artwork in people's environments, and when we, let's say you're enhancing love and marriage area of your home, then we want to place a piece of artwork that reminds you of love and marriage. It could be a couple dancing. Let's say you love to dance and you really want to manifest a love partner that loves to dance too. And that's a passion of yours. So you know, if that's a passion of yours in dancing, you pretty much would like to have a partner that would do that same thing. So you put an image of that in your environment, in your love and marriage area, because that's who you are. And that's who you want to attract into your life. And that, so that's an image of forward movement of what you're wanting.
So important. Creating from the now with the picture, as we're looking at it, our subconscious is getting the message. And we are present with it every day. And we create it, right? You know, when listeners and Sharon, you know, when you were talking about dancing and passion, I felt like you're talking to me because dancing is my passion. And I'm single, and I'm like, oh, okay. Should I be putting this up? No. But right now my focus is on finances. So what is your suggestion for me or any listener out there that may be, for example, struggling or concerned? What kind of image? Like putting $100 bills on the wall, does that help? Or
well,
I don't know. I'm asking.
Okay,
you.
So let's say that there's something special that you really, really like in your environment, or that it's, you purchased it because you absolutely loved it, and maybe you couldn't really afford it at that time, but you knew it was one of those items that you couldn't do without because you really loved it. So you'd want to put that in what we call our wealth area, and it's kind of hard to describe that on a radio program exactly
sure.
where that is.
Sure. Sure.
But if you stand at your front door and you take, let's take one or two steps inside of your front door and you can see your environment, you'd want to project yourself to the furthest back far left corner of the house. And it's not just in the corner, but there's a, depending on the size of your house, it's a whole section. But to be on the safe side, the far back left corner, that would be an area of your wealth area. So you'd want to put some, I have people create altars. So an altar is not just a spiritual altar, but an altar is a grouping of items that represent the same energy. So for instance, a wealth altar could be a table in that area with items on it that make you feel wealthy. When you look at it, you're like, oh, this makes me feel so wealthy, or this is what I want. You can have a beautiful box that you keep cash in, keep the real money around, you know, and have it a beautiful box so that when you look at it, it's opulent and it makes you feel rich.
Mm-hmm.
So different things like that. It's really, like I said, it's really personalized. It's fun work because different people are aspire to different things.
Right. Personalized, fun. And I appreciate how much you reaffirm fun, 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 fun. Create a fun environment. Do everything in a fun-loving way.
A feel-good environment.
Feel-good environment.
Because when we feel good, it's, you know, it's a supportive environment that helps us to feel good, empowered, so that we are energized and we can keep moving towards our goals and our aspirations in life.
Beautifully said. Sharon, thank you so much. Our time is up. We really appreciate all of your wisdom, your knowledge, your creativity, your authenticity, your sharing. Really, really, thank you. And for people, they can sign up on your newsletter to learn more about you and their workshops, your workshops and teleclasses and
yes.
articles, free tips. What else do you want, people? All possibilities.
Just sign up.
Sign up. Thank you so much, Sharon, for everything, all of your wisdom and sharing. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. I love to share. That's why I tell people my name is Sharon.
Sharon the Sharer.
That's okay. Right. I share my knowledge and wisdom so that it helps people.
Thank you very much for really being on this show and sharing. I learned so much, and I'm sure all the listeners have learned so much, and they can again sign up for your newsletter by visiting www.fengshuidynamics.com. Thank you very much, Sharon, and bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Michelle.
Bye-bye. Thank you to all of you wonderful, enlightening listeners. We appreciate you. Thank you for your participation again and giving me this opportunity, giving our guests this opportunity to share. We're grateful for your presence, for we are all one. As Sharon says, feel good, create a feel-good environment. And as I say, love yourself and love all, for this is a purposeful way of being and living. I invite you to visit us again next week and be present with us as we unite on the air with love, light, with love and the truth, awakening ourselves, each other, to the present moment to cause and create oneness inside and out. I'm grateful for you. Thank you. And that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. For now, I invite you to breathe in infinite love to every cell in your body and breathe it out and give it to the whole world, for we are all one. And don't forget to visit my website, www.spiritualityinsideandout, inside and out, right? The inner world and the outer world. And please feel free to email me with any questions, comments, or suggestions to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Thank you again. I'm Michelle Morovati. It's been a blessing experience with you. I love you. You are whole, perfect, and complete. Until next week, blessings. Good day.